昨天早上我其实是带着从中国带回来的这个热心呢，热滚滚的要来上课。
Yesterday, actually, I came back with all the zeal from China.
但当我打进开车进校门的时候，我就得到一个短信。
But as I arrive at school, I received this short message.
也就是我们敬爱的许长老夫人，她就在昨天早上6点多钟呢被主接走了。
And yesterday morning, our beloved Elder Henry Cole, his wife, passed away at 6 a.m.
很多时候我们称他许太太，主要是因为许长老是我们的老师，所以我们叫他许先生，所以我们就叫他许太太。
Very often we just call her Mrs. Cole because Elder Cole used to be our teacher.
但其实在我们的心中，她好像我们的母亲一样。
Actually, in our heart, she is almost like a mother to us.
Yeah. 因为许长老他们夫妇呢，他们有两个爱，一个呢就是灵会堂啊，另外一个就是飞升。
Because Elder Henry Cole and his wife, they have two loves. One is Grace Gospel Church. The second is BSOP.
有一件小小的事，其实我们今天能够在飞升吃三餐，都不用做饭，都不用洗碗。
Currently, we stay at BSOP. We don't have to cook. We don't need to prepare. We don't need to wash up.
其实呢，这些厨房的员工一直呢是他们这个家庭来支持的。
Actually, our kitchen staffs have been supported by this family.
当然，我想今天我放这张照片主要是让我们回想一下我们飞升的所谓传承。
And I put up this photo because I would like to remind us the tradition, the blessing of BSOP.
许长老是我们创校其中的一位长老。
Harry Cole was the founder of BSOP.
也就是这几位爱主的弟兄在当时和另外一位内地会的宣教士是用祷告来开始。
Several brothers who love the Lord and one OMF missionary, they start a BSOP with prayer.
其中的一位也就是许叔叔长老。
And one of the elders is Elder Henry Cole.
我们今天我们在这里我们来用一个短短的时间我们为他们的家庭祷告。好。
Let's spend a moment to remember this family and pray for them.
我们都一同起立。
And let's stand up.
我们为许家在这个丧失他们的妈妈的时候 okay, 虽然我们知道是回到天家我们为他们祷告。
Let's pray for the Cole family.
亲爱的天父，我们再次大家同心也恭敬把许家交在你的手中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we remember the Cole family and we place them into your hand.
感谢你借着他们给我们有这样好的属灵的传承。
Thank you. Through this family, you have given us a wonderful spiritual tradition.
主啊，但愿这个传承在他们的家庭也在我们飞升当中能够继续的发扬光大。
May this wonderful tradition continue in the Cole family as well as at BSOP.
但愿飞升和许家的这个所谓关系也是永远这样的继续的连接下去。
May we always have this fellowship together in you.
求主你在这个时候特别赐下你的安慰，你的话语来作为他们的力量。
May you grant words and comfort to the Cole family.
也接着这个在这几天的追思会的当中也让更多的人能够借着他们的家庭来认识主。
And pray that during the memorial service in the next few days, many people will come to see you through their witness.
在这一切的事上能够归荣耀给主。
May you be glorified.
感谢你让我们的敬爱的许妈妈已经平安地被主你接到你自己的 怀中。
We thank you that you have received Mrs. Cole, our spiritual mother, into your own bosom.
这个时候也求主你的灵再次带领我们来思想、来思考，也来应用主你自己的话语。
May at this time that we reflect upon your words to us and we will apply in our life.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求感恩。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.请坐。
Please sit.
我希望你们常常也都有在看报纸。
We hope that you read newspaper.
最近在菲律宾报纸上最热门的消息是什么呢？
Recently, the hottest news in Philippines, what is it?
其实呢，就是有一些大罪犯要被特赦。或者说有的都已经释放出去了。
Actually, the biggest news is some of the criminals, major criminals, are going to be forgiven and released.
但是呢，这个就引起我想一种的公愤吧。
But that created a lot of public anger.
因为呢，这些人呢，包括贩毒的，包括奸杀的，怎么能够？给他们特赦呢
？Because these criminals, some of them are drug lords. How can we forgive them this way?
但虽然呢，这个菲律宾的这个法律在2014年有这样的一种所谓特赦但是就是说，如果这个人他真的有好的表现
，In 2014, in the Filipino law, there is this regulation that prisoners could be released upon good behavior.
但是呢，我们看到这些人我们心里都清楚明白，其实他们不单单没有悔改，甚至都不认罪的。
But as we look at this criminal, we know some of them have not repented, and some of them don't even admit they were wrong.
那政治归政治吧。
And so let politics take care of itself.
但是我们却要好像退一步，也来思想一下关于这个赦免的事情。
But we also have to step back and reflect about this topic about forgiveness.
如果一个人真的他犯下滔天大罪呢，但是他真的已经悔改，我们也看到他悔改的果子。
And if a person has committed great sin or crime,But the person has repented, and we see the result.
我们是否也能够赦免他，能够接纳他呢？
Are we able to forgive and accept this person?
很多时候，我们不是当事人，但是就像有一对的年轻的姐妹，她们在是输的，是被奸杀。现在这个犯人呢，好几个都被放走了。
Of course, we are probably not the people involved, but there was this case. Two sisters in Cebu, they were raped and murdered. And currently, their raper and the murderer is going to be released.
所以他们年老的父母说，我们好像又再一次失去我们的女儿一样。
And their parents say, we feel as if we had lost our daughters again.
确实呢。能够赦免，不是一件非常容易的功课。
To forgive is a very difficult lesson.
今天我们来回到腓立门书的时候，我们看到一个类似的一个个案或者一个情况。
Today, as we look at Philemon, we look at a similar case.
我们刚才主席说了这段经文我们很熟悉。
And just now, the chairperson, the MC said, "Well, we know this passage well."
是的，我们知道这边呢有一个叫阿尼西姆的。
And we know, yes, there is this Onesimus.
他是一个逃亡的一个仆人奴隶。
He is a slave that escaped.
后面保罗带他信主了。
And later on, he became a believer through Paul.
但是他照样在当时的社会里面。还是有一个主人。
But in their society, he had a master.
这个主人又刚好也是保罗带领信主的。
And it happened, the master was also a believer through Paul.
当然保罗很肯定奥尼西姆是真正信主，也都悔改，并且也跟他一起服侍。
And of course, Paul ensured that Onesimus has repented and now is serving the Lord.
腓利门作为他的这个主人，在当时的制度下面，还是有这个权柄来治理这个逃亡的仆人。
And Philemon, as the master in the culture in those days, has all the rights over the slave.
现在这个仆人原则上也被找到了。
So now the slave has been found.
原则上呢，法律来说，保罗原则上也不可以包庇他。
And according to the law, Paul could not just keep Onesimus.
所以在这个情况下，保罗就写了这封非常有感情的、富有感情的书信，让阿尼西姆亲自带回给他的主人，盼望腓利门呢，这个主人可以接纳他。
So Paul wrote a very touching letter and get Onesimus to bring this letter to Philemon, his master.
腓利门，我想是当中最有压力的。
Philemon might be the person with a lot of pressure.
一方面，他有这个权力来治理他的这个奴仆。
Of course, he has a right to handle this case against Onesimus.
但这边又有他的所谓恩人保罗给他的这个请求。
But also, here is Paul who is giving him a request.
现在他们三个人也都是基督徒。
And all three of them are believers.
腓利门到底会怎么做呢？
How should Philemon handle the situation?
原则上圣经没有告诉我们那个结果。
Of course, the Bible actually did not tell us the result.
但是我们后面发现奥尼西姆在哥罗西做了长老，如果是同一个人的话。
And later on, we found Onesimus actually was an elder in the Colossian church. And if we assume it's the same person.
我相信腓利门呢是有出于自愿，也按照保罗的请求来接纳他的仆人奥尼西姆。
We trust that Philemon voluntarily has done what Paul has requested.
我相信无论是奥尼西姆，无论是腓利门，无论是保罗，他们也都知道本身也是蒙恩的罪人。
And all three of them, Onesimus, or Paul, or Philemon, all of them understand themselves to be blessed and forgiven sinner.
这边我们从保罗身上也可以看到一个蒙恩的罪人，因此呢，他也懂得怎么样去施恩给其他的人。
And Paul, as someone who has been forgiven and blessed, he also showed people grace and forgiveness.
今天早上常常我们的神呢常常很幽默啊，也很及时。
This morning, our God has a sense of humor and it's very timely.
也就是说，我常常讲到的时候呢，还没到这个教会的时候啊，又有给我一个很现场的一个例证啊。
Very often, before I started preaching, somehow the environment will give me an example that I could use.
今天我从这个华侨一山开车出来的时候，我要值守的。
And this morning, as I was driving here, I was supposed to go straight.
但是我跑到这个左转的专线去了。
And but it happened, I was in the lane to turn left.
跑到前面，哇，这个警察这么早就上班了。
And it happened, the policeman was very diligent this morning.
但他向我招手，我也把窗摇下来了。
So he waved to me, and so I lowered my window.
所以我说，警察先生，对不起哦。
And he said, well, excuse me.
他也说，好，以后要小心哦。
And he said, be careful next time.
我今天早上确实是一个蒙恩惠的人。
And this morning I received grace.
那今天上帝让我们做一个蒙恩的人，我们是否也同样呢，也可以去接纳别人？
So this morning, as we are people receiving grace, should we not also bless people with grace?
我们也可以去接纳，可以彼此的同心。
So we could accept other people And I have this unity.
其实今天我会答应在这里讲到是当我参加这次亚协的会议的时候。
And as I agreed to preach, I was actually in the Asian Theological Association meeting.
我们开会里的祷告的当中，上帝给我一个意念。
And as we were praying in that conference, God blessed me with an idea.
我就想到和好 reconciliation 这个词。
And I remember reconciliation.
我就想到说，哎，其实我们可以来一起来思想，在腓立门书里面告诉我们如何能够去做和好的这个工作。
And I remember the letter to Philemon.About the idea about peacemaking.
因为我们在腓圣这个大家庭的里面，我们应该也都是所谓蒙恩的罪人。
And at BSOP, all of us are blessed, forgiven sinners.
上帝也容许我们每个人有自己的个性。
But also God gives us this diverse personality.
我想这样呢，这个大家庭才会更热闹，是吗？
Such that we may have a more interesting environment.
但在这个热闹的当中呢，我们是否也能够彼此的接纳，也能够彼此的和好
？So in this interesting environment, could we accept one another and be reconciled with one another?
今天我们也就来向这本书信里面的两个主角来学习。
So, this morning, actually, we are going to reflect two main characters in this letter.
首先，我们来看看保罗。
First of all, let's reflect about Paul.
保罗如何来为奥尼西摩来求情呢
？Paul, how did he plead on behalf of Onesimus?
保罗其实作为一个使徒，也作为是一个带领腓立门信主的人，他有这样的一个身份跟地位，可以来命令。腓立门他应该怎么做
？Paul as apostle, also as a person who has led Philemon to Christ, he has the position to order Philemon what to do.
但是我们看到这封的书信跟保罗其他书信完全不一样，不是一种训诲的书信。
But this letter we see something very different from Paul's other letter. This letter is not filled with all the direct commands.
而我们会发现，确实是一封非常亲密的沟通。
But it's a very intimate communication.
在这边，保罗说：“虽然我可以命令你，但是我宁可求你。”
Paul said here, "Though I could order you, but rather I will plead with you."
这个词通常我们翻译为劝勉的，我想我们中文翻译是请求。是非常好的一个翻译。
And usually we will translate this as encourage, but here will be translated as plea.
我求你。
I plead with you.
其实这边也就表示保罗不把自己放在一个更高的位置，跟腓立门其实就是。同辈平辈的人。
So Paul is talking to Philemon as people.In the same positions.
说实话，可能比较早届的同学，如果是我主持这个入学指导的话
，So the students who were here earlier, when I was conducting the orientation.
我的第一句话
，My first words.
应该孙老师会记得。
And maybe 孙亮 still remember.
我们看待。各位同学都是成熟的传道人。
The first words will be, "We treat you, see you as mature ministers."
你们这三届的，今天你听到了这句话。
And now you have heard this.
换句话说，虽然我年龄越来越大，我们的学生的年龄越来越年轻。
Even though I'm getting older, our students are getting younger.
有时候我比你们的父母都还要老。
At times, I think I'm older than your parents.
但是，我从心里面可以说，我看你们都是平辈的人。
But I see you as peers.
在我们飞升，当然我们的这个我们的这个同工的当中，在职分上也 各有不同，但是必定还是有所为层次。
And so, of course, we do have different positions here, and there's organization.
但是呢，我们彼此还是会说，哎，请你帮我做这件事。
But we are peers, so we will ask someone, please help me with something.
即使是可以说我们属下的人。
Even wrote to someone who reports to us, request with please.
即使是我们这个地勤的工人。
Even with our ground workers.
其实教你们一个 Tagalog 的词啊。
And there is one word in Tagalog.
其实你要让他帮你做一件事，你说 bagi.
And we will say bagi means please.
就请你。
Please.
所以其实他就会帮你做了。
And usually they will help.
后面不要忘记说一声 salamat.
And at the end we say salamat to thank the person.
其实保罗也就是把腓利门，甚至也可以说把阿尼西姆都当作是平辈的人。
So Paul is treating Philemon as well as Onesimus as his peers.
我想保罗作为一个使徒最突出的一个标志，也就是说虽然他有权力权柄，但他宁可不用尽他的权力和权柄。
So the very outstanding thing here is, though Paul has the apostleship authority, but he will not use it.
因此他会说，我宁可求你。
So I rather plead with you.
另一方面，我们也看到保罗如何表达他跟阿尼西姆的关系。
And Paul communicate his personal relationship with Onesimus.
保罗是说我在困锁中所生的。
He called Onesimus his son, born in prison in chains.
这个生呢，就是我们姊妹生养孩子的生。
And this word born means to bear a child.
我们知道做母亲的。这个生孩子的那个疼痛，那个困难。
And for the mothers, for sister, you know how difficult, how much pain it is to bear a child.
也就因为这么痛，其实那个爱就表示在这个疼痛的当中。
And in that pain, love is expressed.
我不知道保罗是不是向奥尼西姆传一次他就相信，还是说是经过很多的努力呢，阿尼西姆才相信的。
We don't know how Onesimus came to Christ, whether it was through one sharing of the gospel or it's a long process.
但是保罗说他是我所生的。
But Paul called Onesimus his son.
这次在校友会的时候，他们给我一生所为从来没有想过的这个叫做 surprise， 这个惊讶。
And this time during the meeting with graduates, they gave me a surprise.
他们给我做个70岁的生日。
They gave me a birthday celebration for the 70th year.
要说迟已经过去了，要说早呢还太早呢。
It was actually not my birthday. It's either too early or too late.
所以这次他们真的骗我，骗得很成功。
So that was a very successful deception.
但是我也说过一句，可能我从来没有说的话。我说，你们如果愿意当我这个爸，也好。
And so I said, if you are treating me as your daddy, that's also fine.
是的，其实你们也都是我们的孩子。
And yes, you are our spiritual children.
我想说我再找一个词因为我觉得我的角色就是好像个接生婆的样子。
And sometimes I feel I'm a midwife.
其实接生婆有时候比母亲的爱呢还要深呢。
At times, midwife actually may express even more love than the mother.
说奥尼西姆是我心上的人。
And Paul called Onesimus his heart.
其实在这个书信里面，短短的书信，这个心呢就出现三次。
Actually, in this very short letter, the word heart appeared three times.
这是什么心呢
？What kind of heart？
我考一下我们中国的同学。
Let me test the students from China.
中国如果说下水，你们懂吗
？If we say cooking in water，
来告诉我下水是什么
？What that mean？What that phrase mean？
Okay. For the sake of the local students, it means the intestines.
It means intestines.
其实这个词，保罗所用的这个词就是下水。
And actually, the word heart, exactly means cooking in water.
因为当时的人认为我们的这个人的全部的感情都是在我们的这个五脏的里面。
Because in that culture, they consider all emotions are hidden, are taken in our intestines.
我们闽南话会说等啊等都。
And that's basically talking about our inner
being. 但是我爱你，用我的肝、我的心、我的肠来爱你。
So, direct translation, I love you with my intestines.
主要是说，甚至于我可以为你摆出。挖出我的心，挖出我的肝，挖出我的肠。
It means I can give my heart to you literally.
弟兄姐妹，你可以爱你旁边的人，甚至于把你的心都给他吗
？Brother and sister, could you give your heart to the person next to you?
把你的肠都给他吗
？Could you give all your intestines to the person next to you?
真的，如果我们要能够和好，彼此接纳。你要准备好心，愿意把你的心肝肺腑都掏出来。
So if we want to, be in a reconciled situation, we have to be willing to give our heart.
保罗不单单是如此的爱 Onesimo.
Paul loved Onesimo so much.
保罗不单单是说用一个祈求的态度来求腓利门。
He did not just plead.With Philemon.
保罗甚至说他如果欠你什么，记在我的账上。
Paul is willing to be a guarantor and say whatever debt or damage he has done, I'm willing to repay.
保罗不是说说而已。
Paul did not just use words.
保罗并且亲笔画押。
And Paul said, I wrote this with my own hand.
我亲手写的。他欠你什么，我帮他来偿还。
So whatever debts, whatever damage, I'm going to repay.
最近有一个校友使我非常的感动。
Recently, one of our graduates did something that touched me.
这个长话短说呢，也就是他们在用这个支付宝的当中所以是有另外一个同学呢还是说用了他的钱。
To make a long story short, someone else used the funds he has.
但是这个同学原则上呢还是很乐意的 okay, 来帮助他还了这些。
And this graduate repaid for his friend.
并且也关于你告诉我如果你是什么问题没有关系你告诉我我们可以看看我们如何来帮助你。
And is willing to go the extra mile to help the friend.
不单单是爱一个人，能够爱一个人，可以把命都给了。
And so, this person loved the other with his own life.
也可以把你的资源也都掏出来。
And willing to share resources.
另一方面，我们也可以。看看腓利门这个主角。
On the other hand, we could also look at Philemon.
我们从保罗对他的这个期盼，也可以看出腓利门也是一个很好的一个弟兄。
And according to Paul's words, Philemon should be a very good brother.
所以他对主的信心、信实，对所有的门徒这些信徒的爱心。是非常明显的。
And his faith in Christ and his love for brothers and sisters is very obvious.
在第七节，保罗说：“我为你的爱心大有快乐。”
And so verse 7 talk about how Paul feel encouraged and refreshed by Philemon's work.
这个爱是我们平常所说的爱加倍的爱。
And this love is the agape love.
但是后面呢？这个下水呢又出现了。
And it used the hearts of the saints, so that's the intestine again.
也就是说，你使众圣徒的心，也就是他的下水，可以得到畅快。
So, Philemon has refreshed the saints, the hearts of the saints.
然后在二十节这一对的词又出现，保罗说：“我出来的时候，我到你那边的时候，你照样要使我的这个心肠也得到畅快。”
And verse 20, the same word appear, repeat again, saying, "Let you refresh my heart in Christ."
下所以我们就不多说了。
So we don't have to say too much.
但是我要说畅快。
But let me talk about this word refresh.
我不知道你的最喜欢的饮料是什么哈。
I don't know what's your favorite beverage.
但是我想我们就假设椰汁吧。
Let's assume that's a coconut juice.
因为每天我来学校啊，看到大概所有同学至少每天都要喝椰汁。
And because I observe that many would be drinking coconut juice in every day.
哇，椰汁喝下去，你感觉如何呢
？How do you feel when you drink the coconut juice？
哦，好畅快啊，是吗
？You feel refreshed.
等一下，你到洗手间也很畅快。
And you will feel refreshed later in the washroom in the CR.
其实呢，这个词在新约里面基本的一个意思就是安息休息。
And this word in Greek basically means being refreshed, having peace.
马太福音我们是熟悉的经文，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得畅快安息。
And in Gospel according to Matthew, to Jesus also, "Come to me, and I will give you rest or refresh you."
你在很多压力下面，但是我给你苏醒。
Ro, you are under a lot of pressure.But I will refresh you.
耶稣知道门徒工作了都没有休息，你跟我退到旷野去，我们在那边歇一下。
And Jesus talked to his disciples. They know, he know that they are hardworking. Say, let's go to a wilderness and be refreshed.
耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候，这些门徒打盹了，都不能警醒。
In Gethsemane, the disciples were falling asleep. They couldn't keep watch.
但是我们的主还是非常有耐心的，也有怜悯的心。他说：“好吧，你们就睡吧。”也就是这个词。
And Jesus knew his disciples and said, "Well, let you rest."
从这里我也想到，我们的主是这么仁慈。
I also see that our Lord is very, very kind.
虽然门徒是那么软弱
even though the disciples were weak.
他们的主是流泪如血，流汗如血。
And when Jesus was sweating blood,
但是门徒没有同心。
But the disciple did not share the watch.
我们的主还是很仁慈的说：“好吧，你们安息吧。”
And Jesus said to them, "Let you rest."
亲爱的同学同工们，我们是否也知道自己的软弱？因此，我们也可以去体贴别人的软弱呢
？Dear brother and sister, do we understand our own weakness, such that we may understand other people's weakness?
我们主有这样的可以体贴我们的软弱。但愿我们也学习主的榜样，我们也可以去体贴我们周边的人的软弱。
As Jesus knew our weakness, let us also accept other people and understand their weakness.
因为当我们跟人相处的时候
，After all, when we are with other people,
我们是让对方感觉很压抑呢
？Do we give other people the pressure?
还是说对方会感觉很舒畅的。
Or the other person will feel comforted.
今天当我们开口的时候，是放出的是香气呢
？When we open our mouth, is a fragrance that come out.
让人也愿意更多的跟你的接近，跟你交通。
So that other people are attracted and drawn near.
还是我们一开口的时候是臭气呢？
Or it's an order that drive people away.
叫人会远远的，赶快走到一边呢。
So that people try to get away.
腓力门他，或者说神给他有这样的一个 叫他恩赐吧，也就是能够叫圣徒的心能够得到舒畅。
So Philemon was gifted that he could refresh people's heart.
今天我希望我们也照样可以学习，在我们同学的当中，同工的当中，我们这个大家庭的当中，你和你的室友，甚至你自己的家人，是否也是可以说有这样的一个舒畅。
Hope that we will learn from this, such as between us and the people around us, our family, our classmates, or even our roommates, that we would refresh one another.
这个家是不是你很想要回去？因为在那边你会得到舒畅。
Is this a family that you long to go back to, return to, because you will be refreshed and encouraged?
更重要的不是要求别人为你做，而是你能够让这个家成为一个很舒畅的家，让人很愿意回到这个家。
Not so much demanding someone else to encourage me, but will we be willing to encourage others to make this family more welcoming?
今天我们不是太严格的结晶，但是我们从这两个人物保罗跟腓利门的身上，我们学习到用什么样的心态让我们可以好好的彼此来和好，彼此的接纳。
So this morning we learn from Paul and learn from Philemon how to make peace in a community.
作为一个结论，我们来想一件事。
As conclusion, let's reflect about something.
第一件呢，也就是说，当我们可以接纳别人的时候，原则上也就是我们给对方再来一个机会。
When we accept someone, we give that person a second chance.
有时候我们说啊，这个人没有救了。
Sometimes we think a certain person is hopeless.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
你有没有再给他一个机会？
Are you willing to give a second chance?
当你给他这个机会，可能这个后果会让你惊讶的。
Maybe the second chance will give a different result.
这边是我去年年底在我儿子结婚的时候里面拍的。
And this picture was taken last year when I attended my son's wedding.
旁边那个帅哥呢，我不知道我们当中比较在飞升比较久的人还认识他吗？
I don't know whether the people who have been here for a long time recognize the young man here.
当时呢，我们是有一个宣教的机构跟我们合作。
Many years ago, we have a mission organization. Working together with us.
这个宣教机构也很有意思啊。这个孩子当时才19岁。
It's a very interesting situation. This young man was 19 years old when he came.
他们就容许他跟妈妈一起来学习。
The organization allowed him and his mother to study here together.
我记得很清楚，他还比他的母亲早一点呢，就出现在我们的门口。
I even remember he showed up before his mother did at our gate.
当时我们因为是这个机构接纳，所以我们也接纳，让他们跟我们一起学习。
At that time, because this organization has received him, so we receive him.
当然，孩子还是孩子啊。
Of course, he was a very young kid.
那个时候可能也就在这个成长中的一些的挣扎的当中。
And he had many conflicts, many struggles.
所以呢，大概在一年之后我们就我们认为其实让他回到中国进入这个正常的学习是对他更好的。
So after one year, we think it would be better for him to return to China.
他回国之后我有时候还是会有跟他一些的联系。
And after he went home, I had some communication with him.
我在北京也见过他一次。
And I met with him in Beijing once.
后面的神也为他开路，他透过哈佛的这个暑假的一种课程呢，就这样一直在美国发展了。
Later on, God opened a door for him through a special scholarship in Harvard.
我不知道。
So he was studying in USA.
我不知道我们能够把那个他的领带放大一点啊。
I don't know whether we can zoom in on his face.
没有，我这样说呢，主要说今天呢，他从耶鲁大学呢，至少已经得到他的硕士学位啊，至少我不知道 有没有博士
today, actually, he has already got his a master degree from Yale University. I don't know whether he got his doctoral yet.
那条领带是耶鲁的领带。
That tie is the tie of Yale.
他也送我一条耶鲁的领带。
And he actually even gave me one.
我当然呢，那一次呢，我真的没想到他就住得那么近啊，我就请他来参加。
And I didn't know he was so close to where I was, so I invited him to come.
但是我真的为他太高兴了。
And I was so happy for him.
我们再给他一个机会。
We gave him a second chance.
今天他至少在社会上的这个成就。
And today, at least, he has gone very far in the society.
有一份很好的这个在一个教育的机构里面服侍。
教育
education.
Okay. He works in an education organization.
也结婚了。
He is currently married.
也开餐馆。
Actually, he even has a restaurant.
他好像也做过 Bitcoin, 赚很多钱。
And he was even in the business of Bitcoin.
当然呢，最重要，我想不是因为看着这些所谓表面上的这些成就。
Of course, it's not just the achievements superficially.
但是这边其实我所要做的一个例证，也就是当我们在给人一个机会的时候，其实这个后果不是我们能够掌握的。
Sometimes when we give people a second chance, the result is not always what we predict or control.
然后第二方面，也就是当我们持续在飞升这个大家庭的里面的时候，我们也带着一个彼此接纳的心来一同生活。
And so when we live in this BSOP family, let's accept one another.
其实在这次校友会里面也听到很多校友说，其实他们怀念飞升的，也就是飞升是一个家。
And many graduates have told me that.The thing they remember about BSOP is that it's a family.
虽然我们飞升不完全，确实是不完全。
Of course, BSOP is not perfect.
但在不是不完全的当中呢，我们还是有家的味道。
But it's in this imperfectness that we experience the family.
刘飞他们去了新神的时候。
And one another graduate here, he went to Singapore Bible College.
他告诉我，在那里他就真正的知道什么叫做。在飞升什么叫做恩典呢
？And after he went there, he knew how much grace there was at BSOP.
不是说新神没有恩典。
We're not saying Singapore Bible College has no grace. That's not what we say.
但是在飞升是恩上加恩。
But it's grace upon grace at BSOP.
但是这个恩是需要我们每个人在共同去传承的。
But this grace is some every one of us receive and give.
而不是我们接受了就停留在我们的身上。
But it's not something we receive and keep only for ourselves.
这个恩典要从我们身上再流露出去。
This grace has to flow through us to other people.
正如也透过这个福音就要传到地极。
And in the same way, the gospel shall be preached to the ends of the world.
我们请杜老师带领我们做结束祷告。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this reminder to be gracious to one another, to accept one another, to give other people a second chance, as you have grace to in our life and given us second chance. Pray that your grace may be the witness.People are drawn to you and your Son Jesus Christ. 亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你在我这今天提醒你在我们身上施的恩典，也求你帮助我们，也同样成为施恩的人，以至于你的福音也可以同样的传出去，让其他的人得到吸引，来认识你和你的儿子耶稣基督。祷告乃奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
谢谢。